This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Whoa! Hey guys, it's good to be back. It's Sam. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group. I'm sorry I disappeared for 2 weeks. Usually if I'm going to take a week or two off, I like to let you know about it. Yeah, basically I'm a teacher. It's the end of the semester. Usually the end of the semester isn't that crazy in terms of grading, but like all of the final papers came in all at the same time, which made me miss the first week of the two that I missed, and then the second week I was always going to take off. I always knew I was going to need a week to sort of figure things out with the new classes that I'm teaching this year before I start recording trivia again. So I always knew I was going to take one of those weeks off. It was just the one before. So anyway, I apologize. I know we have quite a few weekly listeners, weekly participants out there, and I didn't mean to not give you your trivia fix. You definitely are appreciated, though. You definitely are appreciated. Thank you for your patience. So today I got four rounds from January's live game. This was played on Friday, January 26th at 8 p.m. Central. It was played live on YouTube. The next game, if that's the type of thing that you're interested in, the next one of these games is going to be Friday, February 23rd, 8 p.m. Central, live on YouTube. Play along. Send me the answers in your Facebook Messenger. You want more information? You want the invites? Join the Facebook page. That's where all the event invites get sent out at. And then, yeah, maybe you're not a Facebook person. My other contact information's in the show notes. Just reach out. We've had people do that before. Anyway, let's get playing. I got four rounds for you today from the January live game. I have short answer themes. I have short answer chain. I have a new round called alliteration. And then I have acrostics. All right, let's go. Round number one, short answer themes. This round has 10 short answer items, all featuring a common sound, at least based on my Midwest accent. Today's common sound, mad. M-A-D, mad. So these 10 items all share that common sound in some way, shape, or form. Again, at least based on my Midwestern accent. All right, let's do this. Item number one. Invented by Leonard Stern and Roger Price in 1953, new editions of this game continue to be published by Penguin Random House to this day. Item number two. Alive from 1918 to 2007, this author was most famous for the Time Quintet, the first of which was adapted into a 2018 film starring Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling. All right, item three. This is associated with its grinning mascot, Alfred E. Newman. Item number four. Created by Matthew Weiner, this television show is centered around characters on Madison Avenue. Item number five. You must visit this city if you wish to tour the Prado Museum. Item number six. Superstitions exist around this franchise after many of those associated have experienced numerous misfortunes, including an unexpected retirement in 2000, child abuse charges in 2014, and numerous ailments throughout the years. Item number seven. This series about Paul and Jamie experienced a brief revival in 2019. Item eight. This film franchise is scheduled to continue with a spin-off titled Furiosa. Hope I'm saying that right. Furiosa. All right, number nine. This character first appeared on stage in 1999 and then in film in 2005. Since her debut, audiences have observed her attend a family reunion, go to jail, celebrate Halloween twice, plan a funeral, and more. And item number 10. This artist is associated with the lyric, "Look around, everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go." All right, those were the 10 items. Sit tight, I'm going to go over those again, and then I'm going to give you the answers right away. Pause now if you need more time. Otherwise, here we go. Number 1, invented by Leonard Stern and Roger Price in 1953, new editions of this game continue to be published by Penguin Random House to this day. Okay, I love these things. The Mad Libs. Love Mad Libs. All right, number 2. Alive from 1918 to 2007, this author was most famous for the Time Quintet, the first of which was adapted into a 2018 film starring Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling. All right, so the most famous of those books in the quintet, A Wrinkle in Time, we are looking for the author's name, though, Madeline L'Engle. All right, item number 3. This is associated with its grinning mascot, Alfred E. Newman. We are talking about Mad, the magazine. All right, number 4, created by Matthew Weiner. This television show is centered around characters based on Madison Avenue. All right, that show, Mad Men. All right, number 5, you must visit this city if you wish to tour the Prado Museum. All right, this is where I say, okay, respect my Midwestern accent. The city is Madrid. I'm sure someone out there has a more correct way of pronouncing that, but we call it Madrid. All right, number 6. Superstitions exist around this franchise after many of those associated have experienced numerous misfortunes, including an unexpected retirement in 2000, child abuse charges in 2014, and numerous ailments throughout the years. All right, the unexpected retirement, that would have been Barry Sanders. The child abuse charges, that would have been Adrian Peterson. The video game franchise I am talking about, Madden. Madden Football. All right, number 7. This series about Paul and Jamie experienced a brief revival in 2019. Mad About You. All right, number 8. This film franchise is scheduled to continue with a spinoff titled Furiosa. Looks like it has the girl from The Queen's Gambit. Cool to see she's still doing stuff. That is Mad Max. All right, number 9. This character first appeared on stage in 1999 and then in film in 2005. Since her debut, audiences have observed her attend a family reunion, go to jail, celebrate Halloween twice, plan a funeral, and more. Much more. She's been in quite a few movies. I'm talking about Madea. And number 10, this artist is associated with the lyric, "Look around, everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go." All right, that lyric is from Vogue. That artist, Madonna. So there you have it. Round number 1, short answer themes. Coming up, we got round number 2, short answer chain. All right, round number 2, short answer chain. Here we have 10 short answer items which all partially connect to the items immediately preceding and or immediately following, hence the chain. All right, you know this one. Let's give it a go. Item number 1, born in 2015, this person is currently third in line of succession to the British throne. All right, number 2, airing from 1995 to 2001, this television show starring Lucy Lawless was a spin-off of another series which involved, quote, the legendary journeys of a well-known character. All right, number 3. This is the nickname for the men's athletic teams at the University of Hawaii. All right, number 4. Running from 1983 to 2006, This is behind only Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and Arthur as the fourth longest-running PBS show in history. All right, number five. According to the UK's National Deaf Children's Society, this can only be used to understand an estimated 30 to 40% of speech. All right, number six, peaking at 66, this 2001 song by Sum 41 is the band's only song to grace the Billboard Hot 100. Item seven, this is the nickname of a character played by Rebel Wilson in a trilogy released between 2012 and 2017. All right, number eight. In 2016, this comedian published an autobiography titled The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo. Number nine. This man has represented New York in the Senate since 1999 and is the second cousin of number eight. And number 10. Debuting in 1988, this creepy antagonist was most recently voiced by Mark Hamill in 2019. All right, you know the drill. We're going to go over those again, give you the answers. So pause now if you want more time. All right, number one, born in 2015, this person is currently third in the line of succession to the British throne. All right, that person, Princess Charlotte. Number two, airing from 1995 to 2001, this television show starring Lucy Lawless was a spinoff of another series which involved the legendary journeys of another well-known character. All right, that show, Xena, Warrior Princess, connecting with Princess Charlotte. All right, number three, this is the nickname for the men's athletic teams at the University of Hawaii. Yes, they are the Rainbow Warriors. Rainbow Warriors connecting with Xena, Warrior Princess. All right, number four, running from 1983 to 2006. This is behind only Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and Arthur as the fourth longest running PBS show in history. That, of course, Reading Rainbow, connecting with Rainbow Warriors. All right, number five, according to the UK's National Deaf Children's Society, this can only be used to understand an estimated 30% to 40% of speech. All right, we are talking about lip reading or reading lips. Lip reading, reading lips, connecting with Reading Rainbow. All right, number six, peaking at 66, this 2001 song by Sum 41 is the band's only song to grace the Billboard Hot 100. Of course, I loved them back in the day. They have some bangers, still to this day. I'm talking about Fat Lip. Fat Lip connecting with lip reading. All right, number seven. This is the nickname of a character played by Rebel Wilson in a trilogy which was released between 2012 and 2017. That character, Fat Amy. Fat Amy connecting with Fat Lip. All right, number eight, in 2016, this comedian published an autobiography titled The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo. We are talking about Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer connecting with Fat Amy. All right, number nine, this man has represented New York in the Senate since 1999 and is the second cousin of number eight, something I just learned when I was writing this game. All right, that guy, Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer connecting with his second cousin, Amy Schumer. And number 10, debuting in 1988, this creepy antagonist was most recently voiced by Mark Hamill in 2019. All right, that would be Chucky, right? That creepy doll. I actually forget the movie he's from. Child's Play, maybe? Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, that was round number two, short answer chain. Coming up, we got a new one, round number three, alliteration.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, round number three, alliteration. This is a new round for you. It's not like it's that creative. The next slide has 10 items, all with alliterative names, like Reading Rainbow. All right, that's an example of alliteration. Reading Rainbow is not one of the answers, but, you know, I guess I wouldn't put it past me to have an item for Reading Rainbow in two rounds in a row within the same game. So maybe Reading Rainbow's in here. Maybe it is. Probably isn't. Maybe it is. All right, anyway, all these answers have alliterative names. Okay, number one. After serving as the 13th president of Princeton, this man became the 28th president of the United States. All right, number two. This line of toys debuted in 1993 with the following nine characters: Legs, Squealer, Brownie, Flash, Splash, Patty, Chocolate, Spot, and Pinchers. Great names. All right. Number three. This character debuted in 1959 and has experienced Hollywood portrayals by John Goodman in 1994, as well as Mark Addy in 2000. All right. Number four. This actress landed her breakout role of Ling Wu on the show Ally McBeal. All right, number five. This fictional waitress is the cousin of Bo and Luke. All right, number six. According to its website, the container for this beverage was given its signature contour design in 1915 in order to distinguish it from its competition. All right, number seven. This billionaire was married to a record producer from 2000 to 2004, an NBA player from 2011 to 2013, and then a 2020 presidential candidate from 2014 to 2022. All right, number eight, this artist began their 1989 hit with the lyric, "As I was walking by, saw you standing there with a smile, looking shy, you caught my eye, thought you'd want to hang for a while." All right, number nine, this show debuted in 1976 with Richard Dawson as its host. The show's current host has been around since 2010 and has become its most tenured host of all time. And number 10, airing on Prime from 2017 to 2023, this show's title character was inspired by Joan Rivers. All right, let's do it. Here we go. Here are the answers. Number one, after serving as the 13th president of Princeton, this man became the 28th president of the United States. Okay, we had a lot of guesses for Herbert Hoover. We had a lot of guesses for Calvin Coolidge. But the correct answer, Woodrow Wilson. All right, number two. This line of toys debuted in 1993 with the following nine characters: Legs, Squealer, Brownie, Flash, Splash, Patty, Chocolate, Spot, Pinchers. Beanie Baby is the correct answer. All right, number three. This character debuted in 1959 and has experienced Hollywood portrayals by John Goodman in 1994 and Mark Addy in 2000. We are talking about Yabba-dabba-doo, Fred Flintstone. All right, number four. This actress landed her breakout role of Ling Wu on the show Ally McBeal. That would be Lucy Liu. All right, number five. This fictional waitress is the cousin of Bo and Luke. All right, that, of course, Daisy Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. All right, number six. According to its website, the container for this beverage was given its signature contour design in 1915 in order to distinguish it from its competition. We are talking about Coca-Cola. All right, number seven. This billionaire was married to a record producer from 2000 to 2004, an NBA player from 2011 to 2013, and a presidential candidate from 2014 to 2022. Okay, I've made it to season number four of this game without referencing Kim Kardashian. I believe, anyway. I believe this is the first Kim Kardashian reference. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, the answer. All right, number eight. This artist began their 1989 hit with the lyric, "As I was walking by, saw you standing there with a smile. Looking shy, you caught my eye. Thought you'd want to hang for a while." All right, that song, Escapade, the artist, Janet Jackson. All right, number nine. This show debuted in 1976 with Richard Dawson as its host. The show's current host has been around since 2010 and has become its most tenured host. All right, that most tenured host, Steve Harvey. The show would be Family Feud. All right, number 10, airing on Prime from 2017 to 2023, this show's title character was inspired by Joan Rivers. Yeah, my wife and I just finished this show. We really liked it. We really liked it. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I thought it was fun. Thought it was interesting. As a former stand-up comedian. Not like a famous stand-up comedian. But like as a former like Z-list stand-up comedian that did shows around the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. I very much enjoyed it. So anyway, that was round number three. Alliteration. Hope you liked that new round. All right, coming up, we got one final round for you, acrostics. All right, I got one more round for you since these were all from the live game. An extra long game for you today. Round number four, acrostics. So I have 10 items. Together, the first letter from each item spells out a 10-letter word. I'm going to give you a clue for that 10-letter word, and then I'm going to give you the 10 items. So together, the first letter of each item will spell out a band who released their debut album, Take This to Your Grave, in 2003. All right, so think about it. What band released their debut album, Take This to Your Grave, in 2003. All right, here we go. Here are the actual items. Here are the actual items that are going to spell out that band's name. All right, number one, this archipelago in the South Atlantic Ocean was the subject of a 1982 dispute between the United Kingdom and Argentina. Item number two, alive from 1989 to 2017, this BCS national champion recorded 18 NFL touchdowns between 2010 and 2012. Item number three. Located on the Baltic Sea, this country borders Latvia, Belarus, Poland, and Russia. Item number four. Born in 1948, this comedian has regularly featured on The Daily Show since 1996 and serves as the voice of anger in Pixar's Inside Out. Item number five. This is Japan's southernmost and westernmost prefecture. Item number six. This Birmingham-based reggae band reached number one with a 1993 cover of an Elvis Presley song. Number seven, this is the name of a military campaign launched by the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese against South Vietnamese and American forces in January 1968 during a holiday for the Lunar New Year. All right, number 8. Aged only 23 and 25, this couple died in a shootout in Gibbsland, Louisiana on May 23rd, 1934. Item number 9. Debuting on the WB in 2003, this drama, named after a U2 song, introduced characters such as Lucas, Peyton, Nathan, Haley, and Brooke. And item number 10. This is the capital city of Canada's Northwest Territories. There you go, Canadians. I gave you an easy one at the end. All right, let's do those. Here they are. Here are the final answers to the final round. All right, number 1, this archipelago. Oh, I guess first, before we talk about the archipelago, first I should remind you, the acrostic is going to spell out a band's name. Specifically, this band released their debut album, Take This to Your Grave, in 2003. So that is your clue for the acrostic. All right, now let's talk about the archipelago. All right, number 1, this archipelago in the South Atlantic Ocean was the subject of a 1982 dispute between the United Kingdom and Argentina. We are talking about the Falkland Islands, so F. All right, number 2. Alive from 1989 to 2017, this BCS national champion recorded 18 NFL touchdowns between 2010 and 2012. All right, so short career, recorded a lot of touchdowns in just 3 years. We are talking about Aaron Hernandez, whose career was cut short because he murdered someone. Yikes. All right, number 3. Located on the Baltic Sea, this country borders Latvia, Belarus, Poland, and Russia. All right, we are talking about Lithuania, starting with an L. So now we're at F-A-L. Okay, number 4. Born in 1948, this comedian has been regularly featured on The Daily Show since 1996 and serves as the voice of anger in Pixar's Inside Out. All right, that comedian, Louis Black. So now we're at F-A-L-L. All right, number 5. This is Japan's southernmost and westernmost prefecture. Quite a few people put Osaka. That was wrong. Okinawa, the correct answer. Okinawa, starting with an O, so we're at F-A-L-L-O. Probably know where this is going. All right, number 6. This Birmingham-based reggae band reached number 1 with a 1993 cover of an Elvis Presley song. That 1993 cover of an Elvis Presley song, that was Can't Help Falling in Love. Anyway, that band, UB40. So F-A-L-L-O-U. All right, number 7. This is the name of a military campaign launched by the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese against South Vietnamese and American forces in January 1968 during a holiday for the Lunar New Year. All right, that would be the Tet Offensive with a T. So F-A-L-L-O-U-T. All right, number 8. Aged only 23 and 25, this couple died in a shootout in Gibbsland, Louisiana on May 23rd, 1934. That'd be Bonnie and Clyde. So F-A-L-L-O-U-T-B. All right, number 9. Debuting on the WB in 2003, this drama, named after a U2 song, introduced characters such as Lucas, Peyton, Nathan, Haley, and Brooke. All right, that would be One Tree Hill. So F-A-L-L-O-U-T-B-O. All right, the last letter. Item number 10. This is the capital city of Canada's Northwest Territories. All right, that was probably a really easy one for anyone that's Canadian. And actually, it wasn't that hard of one for the American trivia players that were playing. Most of everyone playing got the capital city correct. That would be Yellowknife, starting with a Y. So your acrostic, F-A-L-L-O-U-T-B-O-Y, Fall Out Boy. Another one of those pop punk bands I just loved back in the day. Still enjoy today. Again, They got some bangers, just like Sum 41. So yeah, there you have it. Round number four, acrostics. Thank you so much for playing my four rounds today. Again, you want to play live with me ever? Check it out. It's a good time. We're playing next Friday, February 23rd. It'll be a good time. You got to beat the librarians. I got this group of librarians. They call themselves Simply the Best. They're from Memphis, Tennessee. You got to beat them. They're one of our all-time greats. They're the defending champions now. Yeah, you got to take them out. You got to take them out. We had, actually, this past game was probably the strongest game we've had in a very long time, where we had quite a few teams all in the mix, doing really well on all these rounds. It was a good time. It was a good time. And yet, before you go, if you haven't already, those 5-star ratings on Spotify and Apple really go a long way towards introducing people to the show, right? People see that other people like the show and they're like, hey, maybe I should give it a try. Also, it gives me the boost in the algorithms. And if you say something nice to me on Apple, I'll give you a shout out too. Actually, I should have gave Donna a shout out today, but Donna, I'll give you a shout out next week. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.